Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello, everyone. This is Diane, and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels a civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour or so as I take you into fifth dimension and beyond. Today is October the 31st, 2013. It's Halloween, and a lot of amazing energy is shifting today. So I want to focus on that today. And there's a lot of astrological things happening over the next few days. I don't want to focus on them so much as to let everyone know that what happens in the microcosm is reflected around us in the macrocosm. So that's why all these star amazing things are going on around us and alignments, the planets. There's going to be a solar eclipse on November the 3rd, which is on Sunday, and tomorrow is the fourth square of the Uranus-Pluto squares that are marking the evolution of humanity from, I think it was March 2012, all the way taking us to 2015. So we're in the tipping point, the halfway point right now. And, you know, we had a lunar eclipse, and I talked about that on last week's show. And I've been talking about all these various things and what's been leading up to this intense period of time over the last three or so shows on Thursdays at 11 a.m. So last week's show would have been on October the 24th, and the one previous to that was on the 17th, and the one previous to that was on the 10th. So if you want a little bit more detail and you haven't been listening to the shows, or if this is the first time you've listened to the show, I talk about fifth dimensional living and what's going on with humanity, the consciousness expansion that's going on with humanity right now. So please go back, put in my name, Diane Bachberger, 11 a.m., and the dates that I mentioned, and go back to the archives and get those shows on Blog Talk. We're broadcasting live on Impact Player Music Nation, so please go to www.ipmnation.com if you want to find out more about the shows they have there and all the people that we have broadcasting on Earth Angels Radio. And, of course, we're on Blog Talk. So if you want to find out more about us, there's a site, www.earthangelsradio.com, and find out more about the hosts and hostess that we have there. Carol Guy started Earth Angels Radio in 2007, and all the shows are aimed at expansion in the inner journey within humanity and heart consciousness, and some people call it Christ consciousness. And it's we've always been connected to Source, but it's reconnecting. And also on that site, there's a donation button if you want to make any donations, because we would like to expand the shows and provide information for all sorts of people. Not every show is right for everyone, and, you know, fifth dimensional living may not be right for you. So please go and check those shows out, okay? Thank you. And I also do animal totems from a book, and it's called Animals Speak by Ted Andrews. Animals speak the spiritual and magical powers of creatures great and small. So I'm going to be talking about rabbits as a totem for humanity right now. I usually see rabbits when I see massive spiritual expansion. And when energy shifts, I see black swans. So I've been seeing both of them over the last few days. There has been some amazing energy going on this morning. But like I said, we're building up. A lot of the indigo beings have been feeling really rotten for the past couple of months, at least anyway, or even longer than that. And the energy has shifted. A lot of the black or dark energy is being taken by the divine, and the energy is being reconfigurated. So today and yesterday were the build up to tomorrow, to that November 1st, 4th Uranus-Pluto square. So I noticed that on my computer I would be working and on Facebook, and all of a sudden things would disappear, and then they'd show up back later in a different form. So I was seeing, you know, what I see around me is what's going on in the cosmos, because I am one of the creator beings that's here to help anchor in this expansion. So whatever happens to me, you know, is a real reflection of what's going on in the cosmos right now. So the indigos were anchoring energy, the new energy that was coming in all along the earth. It's like almost like little pincushions. And this energy was brought here by the creator energy, by the divine energy. So, you know, right now there's more change than has ever been. Some people that are very sensitive to energy may have noticed. And, you know, a lot of humanity is still asleep, so they wouldn't even notice at all that anything's been going on. But I noticed that a lot of the indigo people are feeling a lot better over the last couple of days. And I was seeing this light. It was undulating around me in colors that a lot of humanity has never seen before, and it goes beyond the color spectrum in 3D. So it's beyond definition, beyond substance and form, and this energy is swirling, and it's revealing secrets. So this is pretty amazing. So if you change the way you look at things, things that you look at will change. I read that on somebody's wall today. So I, you know, it's all about what you change within you, and it's mirrored around you. So it's it has to do with the physical realm right now and changes that are going on here. So the build-up to the solar eclipse is very powerful. It's an intense time. And you know what? That's what I've been talking about on the many shows, so I don't want to focus so much on that because I've talked a lot about it, and I noticed that there are quite a few callers. To some people, it felt like things were not gaining momentum. Things were slowing down, but today, if you're very sensitive, you'll find that it's been amping up. We're also going through a Mercury retrograde, and I talked about that on last week's show, how it's a time that we go back and we see how things are done and how we can change things. And, you know, the Sun and the Moon and Mercury are aligning with the Earth, especially over the next few days. And I've been encouraging people to go out in nature, to meditate, to reconnect with Source. You'll be given information of what to do, or it will open up to you. You know, I've been talking about the subconscious and how the subconscious is unfamiliar territory for a lot of humanity. They've shut that part of themselves down. And the only connection they really had with Source and with the feminine aspect was through dream time. But now dream time is becoming more lucid. People are more aware of the dream time. They're remembering their dreams. That energy that comes, you know, just as you wake up is traveling and extending for a lot of people through wait time now. So it's not a time to be afraid. It's a time to feel and go within yourself and feel that expansion of the upper heart and to vibrate in a higher frequency and expand yourself in this higher consciousness, expand your chakras. And, you know, the collective consciousness was asleep for a long time, and humanity is going deeper, and they're opening up the subconscious right now. So a lot of memories and deep memories may be coming through to a lot of people. And just know that it's normal and it's happening and it's what's going on right now. And to look at those things and to feel the emotion that you have with them, but to let them go. Because fifth dimensional consciousness is all about being in the now. It's not focusing on the past. It's forgiveness and holding love within yourself and not feeling fear and releasing that energy. And it's not having fear about the future and wondering what's going on with future. It's the focus in the now and expanding yourself into heart consciousness and feeling the oneness and the connection with Source. So this collective energy is really shifting right now, and it's pretty amazing. So these eclipses, you know, there's an opening right now. There's been a lunar eclipse, and we're opening up into this solar eclipse. And, you know, a lot of people see the sun's energy as being hidden by the darkness and then this awakening. But, you know, the dark energy right now is being reconfigured right now. It's being absorbed by the divine energy, and it's being reconfigured into a more intense kind of light, but it's like a merging of white and dark light, more of it anyway. So it's almost like a recreation, and I've talked about this. It's like breaking something down within something and recreating something within another creation, because 3D was created within the original creation. So this solar flare activity that's been going on, I've been talking about it, and the electromagnetic field has been weakened somewhat. So what it does is kind of reconfigures the mind and opens up the held energy that's been holding within humanity and causing them to be asleep. And it's reconfiguring the dream time. So this is a time that we go within ourselves to find the true self, the subconscious, to be masters within ourselves. And we create what goes on around ourselves. You know, I was out with some friends last night, and it was just really amazing because I noticed that everyone there was going deep within themselves and somehow sharing that energy. And I know that my energy does that to people. It causes people to go within themselves. But it's very cathartic, very loving energy and very releasing. And we're all connected to this creative energy. And being aware of it and having that gift from Source is really important right now. So it's important that we just be more aware that this is going on, the energy shifting. And, you know, it's very powerful energy, very intense energy. But it's here, so the indigo beings are holding it, but they don't have to hold it with such force. Because when something is created and it's here in totalitarianness, it's here, okay? So it's important to be objective right now and to be co-creators within the divine energy, okay? And it's part of what some of us are here to do. So I just wanted to mention that a little bit. And, there's a lot going on right now. We're always been rebalancing energy, and we're in polarity right now, but it's a lot more than just what's going on with that. So the number, if you want to call in, is 646-200-4169. And the first area code is 646. Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Buckberger speaking. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
I'm fine. And what's your name?
My name is Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for taking my call. I definitely agree with you regarding the energy because I know for myself I wouldn't say I was going through a transformation, but I think I might have been during the summer where I picked up a lot of...
A lot of people were feeling that.
I was so... I've never been this emotional in years. And even my dreams were very, like, psychic. I don't know if I should say that word, but it felt
I
was very intuitive, and some of the dreams came to pass. I dreamt about other people and what I was dreaming. They were going through, little did I know. So
it's just reconnecting with your true self. And a lot of what we had in dreams was the subconscious consolidating things that we weren't able to deal with because the consciousness or the chakras were contracted. Mm-hmm. And right now that's what's been going on is humanity's chakras are expanding and new, you know, ones that have always been there are unlocking. And it's becoming one big chakra for some people. All the energies connecting in oneness. And this, you know, all the things that are going on in the stars and in the planets, you know, the Uranus-Pluto squares, are just reflections of what's really going on within us.
Mm.
So, you know, I could talk about it forever. And, you know, I would suggest if people are really interested in going on and listen to some of the shows I've done, but also, you know, looking on the internet and learning a little bit more if you're interested. But basically what it comes down to is that humanity is going through this all these big shifts right now. So it's going to be shown a reflection around us.
I have another question. It's my first time calling in. Do you also speak to our spirit guides or
I do sometimes, but what I try to do is to help people expand to be able to do it themselves.
Mm.
You know, for a while, a lot of people noticed that their angelic beings weren't around for the last few weeks. Well, there was an angelic battles going on in higher realms with dark energy. I didn't focus on it because it was not what humanity has to deal with. It was different type of energy, but a lot of some of the indigo beings are angelic beings, right? So they were part of that, part of angelic humans here were part of that, so they were feeling it too. I was finished. The reason why you're asking was
The reason why I was asking, because I a lot of things have become very clear to me over the year, and I am also on—I wouldn't say on the fence, but yes, I am on the fence emotionally regarding that person that I'm with. I mean, I care about them; they care about me, and everything. But when you mentioned the dark energy, I resonated with that because I feel like there was someone or is still someone trying to, with very dark energy, to penetrate, which is trying to penetrate through our friendship and really try to...
I was going to talk a little bit about that on the show today, and I knew there was a reason why. Some people don't realize it, and sometimes they do, that they're jealous of something and they actually take our dreams and what we manifest for us. It's important that we hold those dreams fast and we put the intention out that what we manifest is our manifestation, our creation, and that, you know, it's not part of the energy. And that's changing. If people are trying to, you know, take other people's dreams. By dreams, I don't mean like dream time, but I meant, you know, things that are coming into our lives that we manifest.
Right.
You know, some people, I've noticed this, especially over the last little while, that it's just become more apparent to me. And that's, I think, what you're feeling, is that they actually are tapping into that energy. They may or may not realize they're doing it, but they want what you have.
They know what they're doing.
Well, I know. Some people do, a lot of people do know, but on a conscious level, they're, you know, tapping into it, but they don't realize that they're what they're doing and they're actually doing it. They may be conscious that they want it, but they don't realize what they're doing to some degree, some people, unless they're really into the black arts and things
well,
like that.
What I realize is that
this energy is changing. They won't be able to do it anymore since yesterday.
Really?
No.
Because I felt, honestly, I can feel when, okay, what I'm saying to you, what I'm sharing with you is.
But are you creating that? Are you allowing them to do that? Just put the intention that what you create is yours. And don't share it with people.
Right. And I think that was the problem because I had a little, I was confused regarding a situation regarding my friend, regarding our friendship. And the person and I, the girl and I, we have been friends since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she has gone behind my back and snooping to try to convince him to be with her.
And she's not your friend, whether you know her since high school. This is a time of great change. And I've talked about it on shows, too, where a lot of people are saying, you know, these people aren't right for me and this is not a friend. And don't be friends with them anymore. It's totally up to you, though.
Oh, no, I
Why
cut it
would
off.
People want to be friends with somebody that's doing that to them?
I cut it off. I mean,
good for you.
Thank you. I approached her about it, and she denied it. But I kept dreaming it. And I'm not going to go against my intuition because it's helped me all along. It's helped me through many situations, good and challenging as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in saying all of this, she's denied it. But I know, I mean, I can pinpoint specifically her actions or what she will do.
Yeah.
And I brought it to his attention, and I feel like he's been, you know, I spoke to my spiritual advisor, and they said that, you know, he, because of the situation he was in prior, his energy is very open, and he's been manipulated before. And I'm like, okay, my ex-friend has, that's my, she's trying to manipulate him for her own purpose, even though she's married.
Yeah, well, time to say hasta la vista.
Oh, I did. I said, I've been a friend from the beginning, tried to do everything. I know my heart. So I don't have to question my heart. I know that.
Well, when we connect to Source, we know. So you're on the right path. And don't when you're manifesting, manifest positive things. Don't focus on anything that would be negative in your thoughts. Because a lot of us are powerful manifestors, and we can manifest negative things, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're focusing on, you know, a lot of that stuff, you can actually make it happen. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
If somebody's doing something, and they're doing it a little bit, but we get preoccupied with it, we can actually make it happen even more so by focusing on it too much. So I would suggest you write an intention out in a positive way about the relationship and just let it go and focus on that everything's fine. Don't focus on things being toxic or not going well or anything like that. Just focus on what you want. You don't want to focus on more of what you don't want. And if you do that, you'll get more of what you don't want.
That's true. I mean, it's funny you say that because I know this. I've studied, I've prayed, I've affirmed over the years.
But sometimes it needs to be shown to you in a different way, you know. But I was picking that up a lot, you know, when I was out yesterday. I don't want to go into details and stuff because people listen to the show. But you know, that I know and stuff like that. But, you know, not everybody wants things for our best interest, even though they may quote-unquote, be friends because, you know, people get jealous. They don't see their lives going the way they want it, and they covet. You know, you hear about the word covet. They want what you have.
That's the word I use. I said to myself, she is definitely coveting my friendship, my relationship with this man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her astrological sign, she's a Taurus, but with a Leo rising, and I know with all the configurations going on with the outer planets to her personal planets, she's not in a good place. That I know, just on that. But I realize everything that I have been trying to help him with, she's like trying to beat me to the punch. I feel that. And I said, you know what, no, just stay focused.
Yeah. Wait, and have you told him you're not friends with her anymore and you'd appreciate he didn't have any contact with her?
Yes, and he said that he doesn't even know her. I said, please, let's not focus. Let's be honest.
Then don't focus on it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a few other people to talk to, and I have a lot to say, so I should get going. But, yeah.
But thank you.
You just know that things are being revealed, and people have more sense of balance within them, and they are feeling these emotions. It's important not to react in situations with emotion, because when there's emotion behind something, it makes it more intense. So if you're, you know, focusing on something and you think something bad's going to happen, you can actually create it to be intense in that negative sort of way because of the emotion. It's important to look at the emotion and feel it and then release it. You know, and that's why all these solar flares are happening right now, because a lot of humanity are doing that. I talk about that on shows recently, too. I just really feel that, you know, if people could listen to what I've been talking about over the last couple of years, they would have a different picture about what's really been going on, and it would help a lot of people. So I'm just putting the intention out, more people be able to access that, because it's completely free. It's in the archives.
I'm listen to it because you, I don't know your, well, may I ask what's your astrological sign, with all due respect?
Well, my sun sign, you mean? Like Capricorn?
Right.
January 16th is my birth date.
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you.
But my moon is in Sagittarius.
Mm.
But apparently all my signs and different things line up to be someone that does exactly what I'm doing right now. And I work with the creator energy here to anchor things and balance things here. So I just do a radio show to help people. But really that's my work here.
And I appreciate it. And you definitely have the configuration to really, really help a lot of people, especially here in the States.
Yeah.
Especially here in the States.
And, you know, it's not about ego or anything else or that I do a show. It's just that I do it because it's part of how I want to help humanity. Anyway, so you have a great rest of the week. And
I'll listen. Thank you. Thank you so
okay.
much.
Okay, go ahead and listen. Yeah, I'm going to kind of cram a lot in a little bit, so I do that a lot. So I'll talk. You take care. You keep on listening. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Area code 561. Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane speaking.
Hi.
Hello.
Diane, how are you? Hi, Diane.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. And who's speaking?
This is Lena from Florida.
Oh, hi, Lena. Have you called in before?
Yeah, I spoke to you before. We were talking.
I don't know. I just get the feeling that I have. So what's up?
Yeah, I'm still waiting. I did get a temporary job, but it's only for a few weeks during the holidays. But
so
I'm
you
really
did get that job. Well, that's good.
Well, now I mean,
but you're waiting.
I mean,
you were
not,
waiting about another job, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is only going to be for a few weeks, to be honest. And I really need something that's going to be more
uh-huh.
stable. I applied at the grocery chain store. I got to go on Monday to see. I was thinking of even doing both of them for about a month.
Yeah, if you could swing it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because I know that this woman said, you know, if I got another job, would I still help her? And I told her, yeah. So mm-hmm. it's right across the street from where I'm living. So, you know, need to start generating some income here.
Yeah.
And when we're going out, we come in.
And there's a lot of work out there right now, especially around holiday time, right? So it's important to take advantage of it. Sometimes it's feast or famine, right? And we take what the jobs and things that come. Yeah, my career is just totally changed over the last little bit. You know, I change things all the time. And it's not about looking at it with fear. It's looking at it with it's just a change going on within you. And if you mm-hmm. look at it with excitement and open yourself up, things will come to you. Put the intention out. That work and what you want to do comes to you, and it will come to you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really know how, I mean, if this other job will come through. Do you see the other job coming through for me? Me work in both jobs or just one during the
Well, what do you see? Part of the reason why I do this show is to help people open themselves up to it. Do you meditate? We were talking about meditation. Have you been able to meditate and feel what you feel within yourself?
I try to, but I find it hard to.
Yeah. How about going out in nature and going for walks? Have you done that at all?
I do that every day. I walk.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I would just...
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, focus on doing what you need to do to get through until that job does come for you. I do see it. But it's, you know, like, don't focus on all the time, because if you focus, say, I don't, you know, like, if your thoughts are saying, I don't have a job or I want that job, but it's not there, you're going to put more of it being not there around you. So it's important to... You know, see the job, release it, feel it emotionally before you release it, and then see it coming back to you. And then just enjoy life and kind of just do what you have to do if jobs come your way in the meantime.
Because mm-hmm. I'm trying to resolve a credit matter with my last landlord, because I had gotten evicted. And I just sent him an email, is there any way that we can
mm-hmm.
resolve my credit issue, because
mm-hmm.
it was, you know, it was sent to my credit agency, and if I want to go rent an apartment, this is holding up my credit. So I just sent her an email, if there's any way that we can resolve this credit amount. I mean, I want to see, do you think that I might be able to resolve this matter and get my own apartment again? Because that's really what I want to do. I really don't want to live with people. I've had enough living with where I'm living.
Mm-hmm.
A life, you know, I need my
yeah.
own space. I really
well,
do.
Well,
I
can't. See it. I do see it happening. So it's just focusing on that and just not so focusing on the not being able to have an apartment. If you got that, you shouldn't keep that in your head, because you can actually recreate it. Anyway, you know what would be really helpful is if you go back and listen to this show and the one that I
mm-hmm.
did before when I was talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about focusing and writing things down and keeping positive thoughts in your head, but not dwelling on things and being happy as much as you can. But you it sounds like you're doing that because you're going out walking, you're doing things, you're being proactive, and those are the important things. So I think that
mm-hmm.
if you go back and listen to what I said, it would be really helpful to you if you go back and listen to this. I've got another couple people on the line, so I really should take those calls. And I appreciate you calling back. so. I think, did you hang up? Okay, well, I guess she hung up. Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane speaking.
Diane?
Is this Dream Hello? Master?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Yeah, I don't know if I lost her call or if she hung up, but...
You might have hung up.
So I thought maybe your call, you couldn't hear me or something was going on with the line here. So how
I'm
have
good.
You been?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Well, you were asked that already twice today.
lots have been going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, huge amounts. And I'm off on a rain day, okay?
Okay.
And so it happens that your show is on, and here I am. So
you do landscaping, right? So.
Yes, I'm a landscaper, right.
So how have you been feeling lately? Are you feeling better over the last couple of days?
Well, in the last couple of days, it's been good because there's been an actual physical shift in my job site, you know, like.
So it's what's been going on within the indigos and other beings, it's manifesting around us.
Well, I feel things are becoming more freed up. Things are becoming more in place, per se.
Yeah.
That have been a little bit, you know, chaotic a little bit. But mm-hmm. we've been living through this chaos for a while. And things are starting to, like, iron out and smooth out, per se, so that we have...
How are you feeling physically? I know a lot of people have been feeling like flu-like symptoms, and some people actually have been vomiting. And
yeah, I had a little bit of that, actually, 2 days ago. And
you
it was
did?
Very strange.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then I've heard of it happening to so many people recently.
Oh, it was, you know, I woke up in the morning and I had cramps and this and that and the other thing, and I haven't felt that in years. Can't even remember.
I know.
But it passed pretty quickly, right? You know, just within a half day, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But just speaking in regards to dream time and stuff and your subconscious, your unconscious, you know, just your conscious being, per se. And I was going to call into your show earlier, even before it started, to say, you know, what, you know, like, sure, let's talk. And what you were speaking on was exactly what I wanted to speak with you on, right? Which was dream time and our subconscious and how being consciously aware.
Well, that's why I talk about the things that I talk about, because I'm keying into people that are listening.
There you
go. I'm connecting to source and to people.
There you go. And yeah, a lot of indigos are getting that. You know, it's very interesting how, you know, we can talk about the quickening, per se, how things are happening so rapidly, and the remembrance.
The turning
of,
point over the last couple of weeks has really shifted, and we're leading up over the next 2 days to tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, another rapid expansion. We're also going through the Mercury retrograde, which allows us to go back and see how we can change things and shift energy and expand even more. And then there's the solar eclipse, which causes more it's showing awakening within humanity.
Yeah, Diane, this Mercury retrograde, how many times has it gone retrograde this year already? It
Four.
Seems like almost every month.
Yeah, well, it's prior to these Uranus-Pluto squares happening, the retrograde starts to happen just before that.
Yeah, it's just I don't remember how often it's occurred. Like,
well, it's happened quite a few times.
Well,
at least four times.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and...
I don't focus on those things, but I just talk about things that are important to expansion and to help people have understanding in the moment and that it's going on.
Right.
So, yeah, there has been quite a few. And it's just those retrogrades are really special in the fact that we're going back, we're going on the inner journey, we're releasing energy, which is expanding our chakras, our humanity's chakras, and they're expanding. And, you know, the next, it's like a rocket ship taking off in flight when that happens. And then we come to kind of like, almost like a plateau, a little bit of a plateau, and then it happens again, and then we take off again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of people aren't even aware of it. But more and more people are aware of that something's going on because they're
right.
feeling
and
it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And when you mentioned dream time, too, with people becoming more lucid, per se?
More of humanity now is becoming aware of the dreams. They wake up and go, holy smokes, that was a hell of a dream, you know, like, wow.
All right. And when you mentioned to nature, right, like in 3D physicality and wake time, per se, and then in dream time, you know, that is really a doorway to the higher dimensions, per se, right?
I have, my wake time is just like my dream time. I have the most fantastic things happen.
Right, you're aware of that. You can
yeah.
see that, right? A lot of people are not so grounded, right? There's so much stuck in 3D physicality where that they're building on their subconscious. Right.
But we're grounding that energy. Right now, people are becoming more aware of things that they're holding in their subconscious. This is what this Mercury retrograde is all about. And if you listen to last week's show and the show before, I talk a lot about it. So I don't really, you know, like I'm focusing more on this intense time right now. And that there's almost like been a release. And it's like, wow, we're not being held back anymore. We can zoom and, you know, fly again.
Right.
It's
and
like
you mentioned earlier.
Like a pressure cooker exploded almost last few weeks. And now we're like, whew. Some of that pressure is coming off. But I do want to talk a little bit more about things, so I should go.
Okay.
Anyway, keep listening.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
And,
thanks for. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, just thanks for taking my call and looking forward
okay.
to your next show.
Somebody else just called in too, so maybe I'll take that call.
Okay. There you go.
Right. Okay. Thanks for calling. Area code 219. Diane speaking. Hello.
Hi. Yes. Hello.
Yep. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I am kind of having. Confusion, not confusion, but direction. And I am back in school going for a master's in psychology, but it just doesn't feel right. And I am wondering if I'm on the right direction or changing
okay.
Degrees.
Why doesn't it feel right to you?
It doesn't. I can't say it. It's just like it's dull right now. I'm not at the spice of the program. It's more like.
Are you feeling depressed for any reason?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of get that. It's not a time. It's not a time to quit.
Okay.
It's a time to, you know, it's when you are together and are thinking. On a less emotional level, that
mm-hmm.
you look at the whole situation, that you make that decision.
Okay.
Sometimes people, you know, are getting certain feelings, but it's also, are you becoming more aware of your dreams?
Yes.
Are you feeling a lot of emotion lately?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I've been talking about this on this show. It's important to set some time aside, you know, go within yourself and look and write down the things and the emotions that you're feeling. Because this is a time when humanity is releasing a lot of emotion, a lot of karmic past emotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes
sense. We're going back in this retrograde to look at things that haven't worked. So on a cellular level, a lot of emotions being released right now. So it's important that you don't look at this as being anything more than it is. And it's important to release it.
Okay.
And that's what's been going on with so many people lately.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're feeling a certain feeling, write it down and what triggers different things.
Mm-hmm.
But look at it in a kind of, not in a detached way, but feel the emotion, look at it, and then say, do I really have to hold on to this? That's what retrogrades are all about. That's what you're feeling right now. And then say, you know, I don't need to hold this, because when you live in fifth dimensional consciousness, you live in the moment. You don't hold past and you don't look so much to the future. You do, but it's not a focus. So when you go out, and it's important too to get out in nature and focus on the moment, enjoy things in the moment, not worry about things. And that'll release so much. You'll feel like a weight taken off you. A lot of people recently have been feeling really crappy. And the pressure is coming off for a lot of people. But you may feel that it has to do with what you're doing in life, but it really doesn't. After you get through that, you can go back and look, is this really working for me? Is this what I want? Is this what I need? Because when you get to the point where you're doing a master's degree, you've gone into it pretty deeply, right?
Just starting.
Well, I know, but you've done the degree, right?
I've done a bachelor's in psychology, yes.
Yeah. So I think that is what's going on. You're just energies being released within you, and you just have to look at it and release it and say, put the intention out that you release that, and then you go within yourself and decide whether you want to keep doing that after you do that, because you don't want to make a rash decision.
Right.
Because I've been talking to a lot of people lately that have been feeling that, and then when they go and look within themselves and they release that energy, I can see your energy releasing already. So it should get, it should be a lot easier for you. But they said, oh, no, I don't want to quit school. It's just what I was, this emotion. It was so deep and so heavy that I just couldn't deal with it. And I was thinking that it was what's around me that's affecting me, but it's really what's inside you that's affecting you. It's not the school.
Okay.
It's the emotion that you're feeling about past things that you're looking at within yourself. And go back and listen to this show. And if you can, if you haven't listened to the last few shows I've done, go back and listen to them.
Okay.
At least in the last couple months anyway, because I talk a lot about a lot of this stuff. So, yeah, I was definitely doing this show because of the people that I knew that would be needing this information. But I have a lot to talk about, and I'm going to try to cram it in some time. I'll try to go over the show a little bit, but hopefully I helped you.
Yes.
But it's important, you know, to know that you're not the only one that's going through this right now. Almost everybody's going through it. They don't realize what's going on. That's why we do these shows, to help people. And usually when a person's attracted to this type of show, you know, there's a reason. Because you are connecting to Source, to the creative energy within yourself, and connecting to, you know, God or Source or creative, whatever you want to call it. And it's giving you information.
Okay. Now, can I go within my inside myself with other issues that I am dealing with also?
Yes.
Okay.
And they'll be a lot easier to deal with once you do that. Like, the guy that phoned in and was talking about dream time and the subconscious and how humanity's been compartmentalizing things and holding them within themselves, not dealing with it, and then it compounds, it grows.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on right now is that it's being released. So it's really important to not put something on a back burner. It's important to look at it and to deal with it, because it takes far less energy to deal with something than to hold it within you.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I went out last night and I had everybody around me was releasing that energy. And I was like, holy smokes. You know, but it's my energy that does that to people. Even listening to my voice or, you know, listening to me on the show here activates. So you're already activated, I can tell.
Yes, I woke up there.
Yeah. So don't be hard on yourself.
Okay.
Look at it as an adventure, an inner journey adventure.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I've got about 9 minutes left of the show, but I'll try to go a little bit over to talk about some things. So you hang in there, and don't make any rash decisions before you do that type of work, okay? Okie dokie. Anyway, I guess she hung up. It's really interesting what's going on right now. I was, you know, really feeling that energy about dream takers, the ones that feel your manifestations. And it's important that you know that this isn't going to be allowed to keep happening. Because we all have our dreams and we all have the things that we're manifesting. So sometimes they overlap, but it's important right now to keep your manifestations to yourself too. Create them in your life and see them flow into your life. And you don't have to tell people about it, okay? Unless it's something that you have to do. This no longer will happen. It has something to do with dark energy shifting, and a lot of the dark energy has been reabsorbed by Source, and it's being reconfigured and balanced. And this is a balancing time. This is an intense time. You know, you may have noticed that sometimes beings have come into your dream time. Just put an intention out that they not come into your dream time. So, you know, there are beings, they call them succubuses, and it's been like it's Halloween today too, I come to think of it. And, you know, these beings take energy from people, but, you know, we have energy within us that connects us to Source, and the solar plexus energy we can draw from within. That's why I always say go on that inner journey, go within and draw from within, and then you create things around you. This solar eclipse is a very, very powerful solar eclipse. And, you know, I did talk about it last week, but I want to talk a little bit more about it, you know, during the show. And I'm kind of looking for the information that I had on it here. My computer crashed earlier, and I had a bunch of... trying to find it here. Anyway, it's a solar eclipse in Scorpio. So I might have to, I don't see my information anymore. I'm going to type it in and see if I can find the thing. Also, on a cellular level, you might have heard of cytotoxicity. And it just means at a cellular level there's toxins. Well, you may have noticed that humanity has been holding so much energy and in 3D been blocked with this energy that at a cellular level it's actually affecting the physical DNA. And this is part of what humanity is releasing right now, this cytotoxicity at a cellular level. But I'm going to put this solar eclipse in Scorpio. Oh, here we go. It just popped up all of a sudden. Isn't that amazing? What can happen here? You know, I was talking. Things happen. So this solar, we talked a little bit about the week, and you know, my son's birthday today, so you know, it's interesting. He's been having a lot of big changes in his life, and energy at a cellular level is really shifting for him too. He's an indigo, and it's amazing that I've seen him shift and been taking things in stride recently. So it's pretty amazing. So this solar eclipse is happening at 7:50 a.m. Eastern Time on November the 3rd, and it's 11 degrees of Scorpio, and it's the ruler of the 8th house. I've been getting the number 8 a lot today, but I don't want to focus on the number 8 because I want to talk about the number 9. It has to do with money, taxes, sex, death, and things, change and transformations forced upon us. So we're going through this retrograde and looking at these things, okay? There's things that have been going on that haven't really worked for humanity, and right now it's a big time, a big change. And humanity can go through a great revelationary period or a revolutionary period, and I've talked about that on the show too. So for new things to emerge, or new realities or new creations, the old way must die. And that has to do with the 8th house. So things we find in place of ourselves. You know, I was just talking to that lady that, you know, sometimes we see things around us and think that's what's happening, but it's really something within ourselves. We're going through a transformation, and there's something within us that is not so much dying, but reconfiguring, and energies changing. So we must transform and change within ourselves, and we leave those old ways behind. Because if we don't do it, we feel regret, despair, and depression. And depression sometimes is a feeling that lasts just for a few days, but it's also something that happens to take us within on that inner journey and look at things. So a lot of people say, oh, I don't feel well, but it's what we have to look at, and it's important to do that and not, you know, chint yourself out on that journey, okay? But this eclipse is in conjunct with Saturn, and so it can be really stark information, and the reality of what we have to deal with. It is important to remember Saturn has a grounding effect, and once we begin the initial transformation process, Saturn may give us strength, fortitude, and ability to plow through the obstacles that may be blocking our success. For many, this eclipse deals with matters concerning money or finances in some way. So, but, you know, money and not having money is something we create, so there is something within yourself that you have to look at, because, you know, when we manifest the way we should manifest, things come to us when we need them, okay? So if it's all about releasing that block, looking at within you and releasing that energy. You know, Scorpio is a sign that's very powerful. It's a fixed sign. It's intense. And it impedes a little bit, but also within this retrograde, it causes movement. And Scorpio, you know, is slow to change. And it's connected to birth and death. And these things of what humanity's experienced in 3D. So it rips apart, though, too, and rebuilds. So right now, the energy within us is breaking down and rebuilding in a different configuration. And I've been talking about this over the last couple weeks or so. So the Pluto is Scorpio's ruler and the god of the underworld, and tomorrow is the Uranus-Pluto square, which is a pretty powerful day in itself. So it's opening up some pretty powerful energy. So the Mars-Saturn-Pluto energy is secretive. It releases secrets. So this solar eclipse is releasing things that have been held within us, within the subconscious, and it's very intense. It's very driven, determined. You know, some people may get angry at this time with this release of energy. It's important that we maintain control and we don't feel vengeful or angry and take it out on other people. You know, I was saying that over the last few days, the light is being reconfigurating. This is to help humanity through this time because this energy can be very dark, and when it's released and looked at, it can make a person feel very depressed. This is what this person I was just talking to has been feeling. And it needs to be channeled, and it needs to be looked at, and to even have goals directed to release this energy. So, when we do this in a positive way and we look at these things and we release this energy, it can be a very positive experience, even though it's very intense and very powerful and very draining. You know, a lot of the indigos have been doing it over the last little while. Now humanity is going to be doing it with this solar eclipse that's coming up on the 3rd. So just be aware that this triggering energy tomorrow is going to open you up to be able to go within yourself. And the solar eclipse is energy that is going to light and make you go deeper. It may not be things that are easy to deal with, but just know that it is something from the past. If you focus on the now and focus, you know, on the beauty of the now, this will be an easy and no-brainer thing to go through, okay? It just says here that ancients considered Mars to be Scorpio's ruler, but when Pluto was discovered in 1930, it was considered a better fit for the distance planet because it's brooding, mysterious energy, making Mars co-ruler. Some astrologers, although still consider Mars its ruler. So anything that is deep, hidden, and secret is Pluto's realm, and Pluto is a planet associated with vengeance, revenge, and deep-seated compulsions. So there could be, you know, depending on how humanity deals with this energy, there could be some pretty revolutionary energy being released. I'm putting out an intention for humanity to look at it in a retrospective, maybe a little bit detached way and not get too connected with this energy because it's not going to be a positive focus right now. You know, the Scorpio eclipse can bring out these very deep emotions that we've been holding for a long time. And, you know, it's like that pressure cooker I was talking about over the last few weeks. This, you know, skeleton's coming out of the closet, and it's Halloween today. So, you know, when you're looking at the skeletons or if you have kids coming to the door dressed up, just, you know, have a good chuckle about it and see the, you know, the skeletons coming out and release that emotionally. And as this force erupts, you know, it's important to put yourself through the pace and have balanced emotions. Look at it in a positive way. So it's important to meditate and be by yourself. So it's a time to go within. You know, this retrograde is a time to go within to do this. So Pluto tears down only to rebuild in a different manner. And, you know, sometimes things and situations are torn down for the sake of tearing down. And it's important to know that this hasn't worked, this energy, and it's being torn down because it's being reconfigured. So true wisdom comes from balanced emotion, balancing the masculine and the feminine, the dark and the light, the truth and the untruth, love and fear, you know, looking within yourself. You know, when we're in now time and in heart consciousness and expanding our upper hearts, we focus on love. So true wisdom will come to us. And that's why, you know, I was talking about, you know, on the show about people going within and meditating and having that time. True wisdom is having something within yourself, you know, not asking somebody else, well, what's going to happen in my life? True wisdom comes from within and connecting to source. And rather than tearing down to destroy, it's important to look at it, to release the emotion,
to heal within and to repair. And this is a very intense, not an easy time. And emotions can run really deep, and it can be very disturbing for some people if you don't know what's going on. That's why I'm doing these shows. So it's important to go back during this retrograde time and look at things that you've held within yourself. Things in your subconscious are going to come to the consciousness. They're coming when you're seeing them more in dream time. They're coming during wake time. You're being given messages. You're being given numbers. Angelic beings are here to help us now. They've are here in full force. You know, on April 25th, a lunar eclipse occurred at 5 degrees of Scorpio, and it was conjunct with Saturn. And, you know, certain patterns of eclipses happen every 19 years. And the last eclipse at this degree with 1 degree occurred November 3rd, 1994. But for several reasons, this year's eclipse will be much more powerful than 1994. So, you know, there's usually these eclipses happen around the same time of the year, the ones that fall in these different patterns. And I wanted to talk about that, but I've got to go look for that information again, too. You know, solar eclipses fall on new moons and often indicate new beginnings of some type, depending on what is aspecting your chart when it's following. The energy of the solar eclipse can last a year or longer. But this eclipse, the energy is going to carry through into 2015, okay? And this Mercury retrograde is really, really intensely connected to this eclipse. And this Mercury retrograde may even extend beyond the period of time that it's been listed at. I think it was November the 8th, but it's going to be a really intense time. Eclipses don't always bring bad events, and they bring good ones. This is a very positive time, but it's also a very intense time. It can be, if not looked at and reacting with emotion, can be a time of great anger. So if you are having people in your life and they're reacting with anger, be understanding and understand that that's what humanity is going through right now. So the intense nature of Scorpio will feel very dramatic, and people will react with stress and drama. And I was seeing that, you know, and I just looked back and said to myself, this is what's happening. So the Scorpio is going to amp up the intensity of this eclipse, and it's going to last the effects. Excuse me. So this retrograde and Uranus-Pluto square is going to fuel a lot of change, a lot of energy shifts. And I was seeing that this morning, colors that are never been came forth in this realm before, that I do see because I'm multidimensional and I go into higher realms, but humanity is going to start seeing. I mean, a lot of humanity is seeing auras now. They're seeing energy shifting. They're seeing, you know, I've been seeing the energy around trees and plants' life shifting. Well, it's because humanity is expanding. Whatever happens within humanity happens to living things and life around and all through the cosmos. So it's a transformation, a major transformation going on right now. You know, humanity is going to see beyond rose-colored glasses and move to some pretty amazing energy, and a lot of people are going to get more stamina, more resolution, more determination. And, you know, this, you talk here about the late November to December, Saturn will for a trine considered positive with Jupiter, the planet of luck and abundance. So, you know, the manifestation ability, if you focus on your manifestation, like I've been talking about in so many shows, things are going to really start happening for you, okay? After you do a lot of clearing and you expand yourself, manifestation in fifth dimensional consciousness happens a lot quicker. Things really start to go, you know, for you. And, you know, I've been talking about money and taxes and death and regeneration within this solar eclipse. Something's going to happen within the money, within society, the high society, the people, the rich people that have been doing things to other people, have been using people to make money and causing harm to other people, these will change. It could be a time where there's a lot of revolt, and some of these people might even get arrested, okay? So there's big changes going to be happening. So there's this focus on money, but also on what is right and what we see that is right. And secrets will be revealed. You know, eclipses open up things, information that's been held within the set, but also information that's been held away from humanity, because when we connect to source, things are revealed for us. And, you know, so it's going to be a really amazing time. I could go on and talk about this forever, but where I got this from is www.examiner.com/article/ a powerful solar eclipse Scorpio realities transformations. So that's kind of interesting. You know, there's so many different things going on right now, and this Halloween also has some pretty interesting things going on with it. You know, you hear about Halloween and witches and witches brew and strange things. You know, this Halloween has some pretty interesting energy too, because of everything that's been leading up into November the 1st, but also it's All Saints Day, November 1st. That's pretty interesting. And All Souls Day, November 2nd. So all these things to do with the soul realms are being released. And I've been talking about how the soul realms are changing, the dark energy is shifting. It has to do with the mind, soul, and the spirit that are separated in 3D that are reconnecting. And this dark energy that we've been taking within us and reconfigurating, It's almost like a hybrid inner energy, and this solar eclipse is the culmination of everything that's been leading up to these dates. October 31st, Mars is in Virgo, Uranus is in Aries, and Pluto in Capricorn, and Chiron in Pisces. And it says they will all be at 9 degrees. So this, I was getting the 999. So I wanted to talk about that today. I've been seeing 9 everywhere, so in 3 9s, you know, the mind, body, and soul reconnecting, these numbers leading up. And in the tarot, the number 9 is associated with the hermit. This is a time where we go within to gain wisdom and come out to teach others. Or it's about the feminine, introverted energy, the subconscious energy, the dream energy. In astrology, the number 9 is associated with the planet Uranus. And this is amazing, because we're having all these different planets in 9 degrees, okay? So the key words for the number 9, besides wisdom and teaching, are service to humanity, integration, personal integrity, the search for unity. So it's all about balance and reconfigurating energy, balancing the mind, the spirit, and the soul. Balancing the dark and the light, you know, the underworld energy, a whole bunch of different things. The physical, feminine, the spiritual, the introvert, the true perfection, responsibility, forgiveness, compassion, selflessness. It's all about going within yourself and seeing yourself as being more than just yourself. It's reconnecting with the whole. So we're joining and balancing a lot of different things, but we're also seeing ourselves as in the oneness and seeing that we're not the only ones here, there's others. And it's the understanding that, you know, everyone goes through things in a different way. It says that people who are 9 in numerology must first learn to practice loving, forgiveness, giving in, and serving themselves before they begin to do this for others. Or they become a martyr. So it's important right now to look within yourselves and heal yourselves before you start helping other people. I know so many people that are running around trying to help other people, and really they should be working on themselves first. And it's not about charismatic or magnetic energy. It's doing it through hard work, going within yourself. And people's 9 energy have a spiritual mission to work for the greatest good of all. So they have protective energy, and they have great power and love in their souls. And in their homes, you find warmth, love, and a lot of families and friends. So this Halloween is a pretty amazing energy-wise, okay? So don't look at it. I was getting a lot of information about ridges. You know, we're going through a ridge right now. We're at a high peak, but it's not going up and down like it was. And it's not like the pressure cooker waiting to explode. A ridge is a geological feature consisting of a chain of mountains or hills that are at a continuous elevated crest. So we've gone up. We're at that crest. We've gone beyond the tipping point, and we're at this higher frequency, and it's here, and it's going to continue. So it's really important that you know that. You know, the white blood cells within the human body are part of the immune system, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that. You know, when we hold an energy within ourselves and we don't deal with it, it's almost like we're holding this dark energy and this toxic energy, and it begins to kind of eat itself. You know, this autoimmune diseases are happening with so many people, but it's once they release that energy, they're holding at a cellular level. You know, things like lupus and fibromyalgia and any type of autoimmune disease are going to be released from the body. So I just wanted to mention that because I've noticed recently that, you know, all these diseases are becoming more prevalent, but I think once people go within and deal with that energy that they're holding within, it's going to shift a lot of different things, okay? www.ridingthebeast.com/numbers, NU9.php. I'm talking about the properties of the number 7 a little bit more again. Symbolizing, the symbolism, the number of patience, the meditation, going within, the number of harmony, it's about balance. It represents the inspiration, the perfection of things within you. It's the, you know, you heard about the Holy Spirit, you know, the Trinity. I was just talking about, you know, the mind, spirit, and the soul, and reconnection in that area. It's, you know, reconfigurating, like the triangle, the 333, becoming the 9. It's a symbol of creation. We're going through a recreative period right now, and we're breaking things down, looking at things and seeing them in a different light. It's the rhythm and the development. And it's the 3x3, the expression of perfection, the symbol of virile power in addition to associated with a couple. 9 is the number that ends a pattern and begins another whole new thing. So today is a 9. Tomorrow is November 1st, and there's a whole recreation. A lot of growth can happen, especially tomorrow. A lot of things can happen. I'm really looking forward to see what, and, you know, it's also this All Souls Day, where a lot of shift in the soul realm's going to be happening too. And today's Halloween, so, you know, it's all those different things. And the Freemasons made it the number 9, the eternal number of human immortality. It's about balancing life and death and extending, you know, how we, vitality within ourselves and releasing that toxic stuff at a cellular level. It's the last simple number. It's the number of finalization, like I was saying, the end number is therefore the most complex. That marks a full lightening up of the numerological series. And it was considered sacred in Egypt and Greece. It's the number of man and the symbol of his gestation, 9 months. And also the number 4 and 5, you know, showing man shifting from humanity to God consciousness, which is what's happening right now. And a number of hierarchy represented by 9 choruses of angels. The angels are really in full force today. And, you know, it's because, you know, some of this dark energy will try to backlash, but it's not going to happen. And the angels are right there to be on guard. And it represents the three divine manifestations and the three plants, world of spirit, world of the soul, like I was talking about. And it gives triple manifestation. So today, you can really manifest a lot if you put your mind to it. You can change things in your life. People that have called in, it shows that they're looking at things within themselves and drawing information to them that are going to help them. So it's really important to go back and listen to these shows, especially if it pertains to you, if you've never heard any of this information before, because I'm doing it for those people that need it right now, and it's most of humanity, actually. So, you know, it goes on to say about stuff in the Bible and other things, but I'll let you go back and read that if you'd like, and I'll post it on the... After I do the show, I'll go back and post some of these things. Let me just see what else there I have here. There's one thing I didn't put in. And, you know, this energy that I'm feeling, this energy that's really changing, the colors are really vibrant and, you know, a combination of colors that humanity has not seen before, undulating, which, like in wave-like patterns flowing around, and it's the energy flowing so freely, it's beautiful. It's not energy that's stuck or held. You know, the energy is really... And today and yesterday were the build-up, the tipping point. We've gone past that. And, you know, things are being taken away and reconfigured. I was, you know, working on my computer, and then things would disappear, and I'd go, what the heck? I thought I just... put that on there, now it's gone, then it would come back in a different form. And it's just because I see things and create things around me, you know, in human form here, that it's shown to me. The indigos were anchoring the energy around the planet for the last few months, and they were feeling really crappy. And, you know, it's a time to be very grateful and very thankful to the indigo beings that are here. So I want to put forth that thanks and gratitude. Thank you very much for doing that. You know, I was to some degree doing it too. No, I was talking about this cytotoxicity at a cellular level. And, you know, humanity in some way has been holding this energy, and their immune cells have been reacting against it and attacking their own bodies. You know, necrosis is attack of the body within itself and the breaking down of energy. You know, there was something that I wanted to talk about. Calcium ethanolamine phosphate. It's really important for the cell's electrical conductivity. And they're finding this out. It's really important for to prevent the breakdown of the electromagnetic field and holding things together. But also, you know, there's been a shift within this, and the carbon within humanity is shifting, and there's being more silicone being absorbed in the bloodstream of humanity. There's less liquid and more fluid within the cerebral spinal column in the brain. A lot of you may be having headaches, especially the indigo beings, because there's more fluid within the brain right now. It's important, you know, to maintain calcium at this time and be drinking enough fluid to maintain cell membrane integrity. And, you know, this cell membrane integrity factor is maintained by getting enough calcium within your diet, the calcium ethanolamine phosphate. And, you know, to be vigilant right now, because, you know, what happens at a cellular level is happening, you know, around us. You know, if the cell's electromagnetic field is shifting, it's allowing energy to shift, okay? So within us, we're seeing things in a different way. Be vigilant over the next few days. Don't react to things. And if you see things, you know, really shifting around you and things getting out of hand, like revolutionary kind of things, it's important that you don't make yourself part of that. So I'm putting an intention out that humanity go through this solar eclipse and the energy over the next few days with integrity and grace and understanding, and not, they're seeing things happen around them, and they're cluing into things, and things coming to the subconscious. They're realizing that the emotional part of it is just part of the release. you know, it can be very mesmerizing for some people to, you know, this dark energy can be mesmerizing to some people. But it's important to release this energy and let it be reconfigured by source energy. And this, you know, there's been deception within humanity. And a lot of humanity are seeing that right now. And, you know, this Mercury retrograde, you know, the Mercury conjunct with Saturn, it has been going on. And, you know, it's connecting. The Mercury is conjuncting with Libra this Thursday and then Scorpio on Saturday. So there's going to be like a double Scorpio for change and breakdown of things, you know, just before this solar eclipse on the November the 3rd. The seven squares within the Uranus-Pluto square, and I've talked about that on many, many shows, mark humanity's expansion beyond this physical one here. It's changing the configuration of the energy, and it's still a physical realm, but, you know, there will be more flow, you know, within the fifth dimensional consciousness. I was seeing a rabbit yesterday, and this, I always see rabbits just before humanity makes a big expansion. And I was, you know, it's really, really funny. On the book Animal Speak by Ted Andrews, I think it was on page 303, I just got to check, where the thing about the rabbit is. Yeah, it is. That's pretty amazing. There's those numbers again, 3, 3, you know, 3 times 3 is 9. The hare. Keynote fertility new year, cycle power year-round, on page 303 of Animal Speak. The rabbit is an animal whose essence and energy of paradox is found in both myth and folklore, and depending on its society, is perceived in a variety of ways. Greek mythology is associated with the goddess Hecate. And, you know, it's one of the astrological signs of Chinese astrology. And is considered one of the most fortunate signs, given those born under its ability to possess the powers of the moon. You know, I was talking about the moon last week, so it's important to go back and see what I said about that. You know, hare individuals are considered sensitive and artistic. And the rabbit's known for its ability to procreate, and its fleetness and great leaps and hops. So, you know, when I'm seeing this, it just shows that humanity is making hops in their spiritual consciousness. And it's also associated with fairy realm of life. And the most common example is in Lewis Carroll's story of Alice Adventures in Wonderland. And there's a show on television right now that's showing this, so it's kind of funny that that's coming out right now, too. And rabbits and mice are the two most common prey animals for, you know, animals that hunt prey. And, you know, they have great fertility because of this. And, you know, they can have 2 to 5 litters, a young per year. You know, Dream Master, who was calling in, was saying, you know, he's noticed that there was a lot of retrogrades this year. And, you know, retrogrades you can look at as times where there's been great leaps of consciousness. And with this rabbit, you know, they have 2 to 5 litters a year. So it's an amazing thing. I just see things beyond the reality here. And the mother only feeds in the morning and the evening. And this is when the feminine energy is around in the twilight time. And this is the feminine energy in the dream time. And the subconscious energy is expanding for humanity right now. So it's important to take advantage of this. You know, within 1 month, 28 days, the young are able to be on their own. So if you have the rabbit as your totem, you know, things can come to fruition within a month cycle. And it's a feminine cycle of menstruation and fertility. You know, they talk about different types of rabbits. And some people associate fear with the rabbit. And it's important to look at the rabbit in a positive way. It can be a time that is pretty intense and pretty powerful, and the rabbit is showing that, but humanity is going to jump anyway. And it's important to plan for possibilities. You know, if you're waiting for that big job to come along, don't wait for it and not have any money. So have jobs, you know, other jobs that come along, take them until you get the job that you do want. Don't never box yourself into the corner. Rabbits have a knack for being seen. You know, I saw one freeze yesterday. It was running and then it froze to the side and it was blending in with the surroundings. You know, they hold it perfectly. And they also double back. And this is a Mercury retrograde period. And they make rapid and quick turns. And, you know, they learn fast. So humanity is going to back to learn and see what we can do to change. And we're breaking things down and changing it. The Scorpio energy is pretty intense. And they're vegetarians, so watch the food that you're eating. Maybe eat more vegetables, get into the higher frequency. And, you know, it can help you attune to the lunar cycle within your life and the feminine energy. It's all pretty powerful energy right now. I just need to drink a bit of water here because I've been talking a lot. You know, I always see a rabbit before humanity takes a giant leap. And I also see black swans before energy starts to shift. And I've been seeing both of those things. So, you know, this 9 degrees of Capricorn and 9 degrees of Aries and 9 degrees, trying to remember the other one. But anyway, you know, the 999, pretty powerful energy. And this eclipse, you know, so a lot of people see eclipses blocking energy, but what it's doing, just redirecting and opening us up. It's like a peekaboo. You have your eyes shut, then you open it up, and you become, so more of humanity will become aware and awaken. And, you know, the Earth's auric field is going to expand on the day of the solar eclipse. Excuse me. When I do, you know, I connect to source, it comes from my throat, and I get a lot of energy in my throat. So, you know, I was talking about this electric magnetic field. There's been a shift in the electromagnetic field. And, you know, there's been a lot of shows, too, I want to mention, with things about the American Revolution recently. So it's showing me that there's going to be some type of revolution with this solar eclipse. The energy is going to be powerful. It's going to last for a long time. Also, you know, diamonds are pretty intense. And, you know, this diamond energy, I'm seeing it absorbing. The diamond energy is absorbing the dark light. And it doesn't affect the strength. It actually shifts the energy and makes it more intense and more strong. And it takes away the negative effect of any dark energy. But we're balancing it. We all have dark energy. It's just about balancing within yourself, going within yourself. You know, these people that take from others and take for themselves, it's dysfunction. And we're going back into the past looking at that, and that no longer will be able to happen. Taking away. I got messages this morning, and I didn't talk about it at the beginning of the show, but taking away. I kept getting the information. They've been taking it away. Now, the ability to take away is being taken away. It's no longer going to be able to do this. People aren't going to be able to take other people's energy and take away godhoods or your goddess energy or creative energy at all. And, you know, this I kept getting end game plans already started, but in a positive way. You know, I was seeing things being taken away, disappearing, and then coming back again, but in a different form. It was sort of like a glitch that was being, the jack-o'-lantern, you know, when you have a jack-o'-lantern at Halloween, there's the flickering of the light within the jack-o'-lantern. It's about looking at, you know, when we go back into this retrograde period, it's about looking at things in the past, the humor, seeing things in a positive light. You know, like I saw the play recently, I Love Lucy, and it's about something that happened in the past, but it was funny. And we looked, it was about going back and looking at things and seeing with humor, okay? and releasing the pain from the past that we've held has been cemented within us here in 3D. We're going beyond that, you know. And this also the ISON. I talked about the ISON comet that's coming towards American Thanksgiving. Things are going to become more apparent. The original energy is going to become more apparent as this comet gets closer to us. So it's important not to be overprotective of ourselves, but it's also to stand firm in our power, in our feminine energy, and balancing of this dysfunctional energy, the fake feminine within us, you know, this family dysfunction energy. So it's about restarting things that have been taken away and fixed and then rebooted. It's looking at genetic glitches within ourselves. You know, a lot of these diseases are because of things that we've held within ourselves, and looking at things as either death or life. But, you know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, there's balance in everything. So death and life happen simultaneously. It's about looking at polarity and going beyond it. But beyond we've experienced the extremes. It's about balance now. You know, my computer this morning was doing all sorts of weird things, and I actually had to reboot it twice. So there's something about us having to reboot something and restart things. So important dates, you know, today, the last few days with energy, November 1st, tomorrow, the Pluto-Uranus square, the fourth one, and November 3rd, that solar eclipse is happening in 11 degrees Scorpio. And giving it back, you know, what we've released within us is giving it back and releasing it to Source and letting Source handle that energy. It's about legacy, about seeing what we've held as, you know, a family in legacy and releasing it. January 16th, I also see as being an intense day. And there's three places in the world that I've been talking about, and I'm going to balance energy about that time, and I will talk about it when I get back, because I don't want to focus on it right now, about balancing that energy. So it has to do also with a bunch of different things. So the black light right now is reconfiguring, and it's sort of not really disappeared, but it's being integrated. And I've talked about things disappearing and then reappearing. And, you know, I've talked on the show about trees and the human etheric body and how it's changing. So you may energetically feel like things are changing within you and life and death are happening at the same time. You may feel rough at times, but it's just what's been going on. It's funny that there's a show on television called The Blacklist, and the person that's dark is getting rid of the dark. You know, he's coming forth and helping with turning in people that have caused a lot of, you know, negative things within humanity. You know, there is a being that is doing this right now, so it's not too far from what is actually happening right now. You know, I've talked on the show before about sacrifice, and originally it was the gift of the creative energy, but it got distorted in polarity, and, you know, blood sacrifice happened. This is distortion of that energy, and it happened because of polarity, and this will be changing too. So it's all about going within yourself, looking at yourself, and shifting energy within yourself. And this, you know, the indigo beings have been holding the energy here and helping humanity. And they went through a real, you know, time that was really powerful. And, you know, this is why I've been talking about these things. I just seeing if there's anything that I left out. I've been talking about a lot of different things. Uh, just about this build-up time. It's a build-up time, and we're on that ridge, and the dark is becoming more light, and the light is reconfigurating into something more incredible. So, and it's coming forth in a myriad of different colors that have never been seen before. And there's a different definition, and it goes beyond substance and form. It's swirling, moving, revealing secrets. So this is a time that more will be revealed to humanity, and it's how humanity deals with this that's going to help them be able to progress and expand right now. And, you know, we want a revelation for humanity, not a revolution. You know, there's an article called Revolution and Revelation. You can look that up. Google it. And, you know, the solar eclipse is all a part of it. This pretty intense, the most intense of all eclipses. And, you know, maybe next week I can talk a little bit more about it. Anyway, it's all about reconnection with people, but also going within yourself and seeing how you can change things, seeing how we can do things in a different way. We're creative beings, and things can be done in a different way. We don't have to focus on the materialistic things and the money and, you know, stabbing people in the back to get ahead and all those different things, because that's part of 3D and polarity, the ego and materialism here. And, you know, humanity, I'm putting out an intention that humanity be able to manifest the way they were meant to and be the beings that they were meant to be, you know, love beings and light beings and connected and having that oneness connected with the divine energy. You know, we can have a positive revolution, a positive change, and that's what I see right now for humanity. Anyway, much love. I just want to see if anybody's got anything in the chat room to talk about heart direction and transparency. And somebody's listening on their cell phone, so go back if you have bad connection and listen to this after. The heart has a way of bleeding through. We tend to have pain hidden when we tend to run away from it, but it's all about not running away from it right now. It's about looking at things. And people are at a question stage here, it says, but not to be mean, but I'm connected to male because of abuse, and then I want to relate to before. Well, you know, sometimes we have to go into the situation, look at it, and understand it. So don't look at it in a negative way, but, you know, understand that why you're doing it and go beyond that. Somebody's saying Tom is a Scorpio. Yeah, well, my son's a Scorpio, and it's his birthday today, so happy birthday, Sean. somebody's talking about a piece of land and check into it, resonating with nature, shifting into new experiences. I'm just seeing a squirrel crawl by on a roof. Squirrel means to go within yourself and look at things that you're storing within yourself. So somebody talks here about shifting in old ideas into new experiences. Yeah, it's about looking at old things that you have within you and old ideas and seeing them in a different way and looking at them and saying, is this going to work for me anymore? So when we go into fifth dimensional consciousness and we think or we feel from the heart, we're not afraid to change, and we're existing in the moment. Everything's an adventure in the moment, so it's wonderful. This is how I live my life. You know, I'm not saying that it doesn't get difficult at times, but if you look at things from a different perspective and you look at it within balance and within love, you can be there for people in the same way, and they see you doing it, and they shift. So there's more of us that are shifting and so on. It's like a domino effect. And, you know, our energy does affect people around us. Yeah, we share the same collective consciousness, same mind. You know, people who look towards the future and fret about the future, you know, that's why, you know, they want to know what's going to happen in my future. I try to get people to look at going within themselves and seeing what how they can direct life for themselves. You know, I can tell people what to do, but what really am I helping them do? It's all about, you know, the collective consciousness right now, changing things and shifting our consciousness and connecting to Source. And I'm here to help people do that. You know, somebody talked about a deceased brother came to them last night and their mother. And you're seeing in the white light, I see my family in dream time all the time. You know, actually, soul realms are feminine energy and dream time is the feminine energy. So they are connected. So what you're really experiencing is part of the reality and is real, okay? Because our dreams are becoming more lucid, becoming more of a reality than what we experienced before. And it's all about coming from the heart. The human heart is distorted. It's the heart that we have connected to Source that's not distorted. So when you think about things, think about it in that way, okay? The subconscious is our way of reconnecting with that feminine energy, that Source energy that we thought we lost connection with, but we really never have, okay? So, everyone, thank you for calling in, and I went really over the episode time, but I had a lot to say, and much love, and I will see you next week. So, take care.
Thank you for listening to This Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your heart and mind always be open to experiencing a greater world.